Today is Tuesday, December 21st. We'll update you about how quickly the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is spreading in the United States and how it's having a big impact on sports and entertainment around the country. Also, some Americans are in for a white Christmas. Others are going to feel a little more tropical this week. Plus, the tightest ever pollution rules for automakers. Which major company just made its biggest deal ever? And what rules are now changing at the Emmys? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, it did not take long. Omicron surpassed Delta to officially become the most common COVID-19 variant across the United States. The CDC says the new variant made up 73% of new cases last week. That's nearly six times more than the week before. And in parts of the country, it spread even faster. Health officials say they think Omicron is responsible for at least 90% of new infections in the New York area, the Southeast, the Midwest, and Pacific Northwest. The CDC director says she's actually not surprised by the new numbers because other countries have already seen how contagious Omicron can be. It seems once it's reported, it spreads throughout the population in a matter of weeks. But there's still a lot we don't know about Omicron. You may remember early data out of South Africa seemed to suggest Omicron was more mild than other versions of COVID-19. At least a smaller percentage of people who tested positive ended up in the hospital, and far fewer ended up needing intensive care. But now, early data out of the UK shows Omicron is actually no less severe than Delta. It's about the same. So bottom line, it's just too early to know for sure. President Biden is scheduled to give a speech today about the rise of Omicron in the US and his plans to fight it. We'll update you with the key takeaways tomorrow morning. With this latest surge of COVID-19 in the U.S., a lot of big events have either been rescheduled or canceled. Most recently, the National Hockey League decided to pause its season altogether. A lot of games were already postponed because players had COVID-19. So the league just decided to start the holiday break early and hopefully get back to the schedule on December 27. The NHL is the first pro sports league in the U.S. to suspend all of its games. But plenty of other sports have also been impacted. In football, for example, more than 50 NFL players went on the COVID-19 reserve list just yesterday. And a few games did have to be pushed back. That's actually why two games are happening tonight. They were rescheduled. Over in the NBA, more than 70 basketball players have been sidelined, and five games had to be postponed this week. It's not just sports getting impacted either. In New York City, the iconic Radio City Rockettes canceled the rest of the season of their Christmas spectacular. Several of Broadway's biggest shows, like Hamilton and Aladdin, canceled all of their performances, at least until Christmas. And Jagged Little Pill announced it was ending its Broadway run for good. In Los Angeles, performances of A Christmas Carol were canceled, and iHeartRadio's Jingle Ball concert in Miami was called off. Some people are also opting out of holiday parties and family get-togethers. For now, health officials say it's okay to still celebrate, but they do recommend taking a rapid COVID-19 test beforehand just to make sure you won't accidentally infect anyone. The Pentagon has new rules to address a rise of extremism in the military. Earlier policies banned extremist activities as well, but they didn't really go into a lot of detail. Well, now there are details. Service members cannot advocate terrorism or support overthrowing the government. They also cannot fundraise or rally on behalf of an extremist group, and they cannot like or repost extremist views on social media. The punishment will vary case by case. The defense secretary says he thinks only a few service members have actually done stuff like that in the last year, but the idea is to get ahead of it, especially given recent spikes in violent extremism nationwide. It's especially dangerous in the military because troops have access to a lot of classified information, and extremist groups are known to recruit service members because they're familiar with weapons and combat tactics. So besides the new rules for current service members, the Pentagon says it's expanding its screening for new recruits, and it has more detailed education and training on this topic, too. A big chunk of California got rattled by a powerful earthquake this week. A 6.2 magnitude quake hit the tiny town of Petrolia in Northern California, and scientists estimate about 25,000 people felt some very strong shaking. But even people hundreds of miles away, like in Sacramento and the San Francisco Bay Area, say they felt a little trembling, too. Thankfully, no one has been reported seriously hurt, but buildings were damaged and items flew off shelves at local businesses. Michigan Tech says an earthquake of this size does have the potential to cause a lot of damage in very populated areas, but this time around, the U.S. Geological Survey says it probably caused less than $10 million in damages. Americans who are traveling for the holidays this week are getting lucky with mostly good weather, but on the West Coast, there are a few storms coming. They're expected to hit the entire Sierra Nevada region starting tonight. Higher elevations will get a lot of snow, as in up to 10 feet of snow this week. For the lower elevations, it's a lot of rain. Big cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco are among those preparing to get waves of rain this week ahead of Christmas. Even though this might cause some travel delays, it's not all bad news. The extra rain and snow could help states dealing with a historic drought. Plus, it helps anyone hoping to ski this holiday season. By the way, most Americans are not expected to get a white Christmas. The central and eastern U.S., from West Texas to New England, are expected to get temperatures way above average for this time of year. All right, we have much more news still coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our new sponsor, Charles Schwab. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tomorrow may look nothing like today. But Schwab knows that successful financial planning can help propel net worth by 2.7 times. That's why Schwab offers a variety of easy, flexible financial planning options that can rise to meet any of life's many curveballs. Whether it's making a complimentary retirement plan online or chatting directly with a financial consultant, anyone can look forward to planning with Schwab. Learn more at schwab.com/plan. That's Schwab, you know the name, S-C-H-W-A-B, schwab.com/plan. A strict new rule for the road is coming. It's said to be the most significant climate action the Biden administration has taken so far and the strongest standard for fuel economy in history. The Environmental Protection Agency, aka the EPA, now says new passenger cars must average 40 miles per gallon starting in 2026. That's up from the rule the Trump administration set last year that required cars to reach just 32 miles per gallon in the same time frame. The EPA says the new rule will prevent 3 billion tons of carbon dioxide from being released into the atmosphere through the year 2050. And the agency says it'll save drivers money on gas, around $1,000 over the lifetime of an efficient vehicle. But the new rule is facing scrutiny from both sides. Some climate activists say it's not enough, while some in the auto industry say it's too much too fast. A lobbying group for automakers and suppliers says even though automakers have already started to go all in on electric vehicles, they'll need more money from the government to meet this new strict timeline. Stay tuned. One of the largest software providers is making its largest purchase ever. Oracle is buying Cerner for more than $28 billion. Cerner is a large electronic medical records company, so the deal will give a major boost to Oracle's presence in healthcare. It comes just a few months after another software giant, Microsoft, made a similar purchase into healthcare when it bought Nuance Communications. The Oracle Cerner deal is expected to close next year, but of course, American regulators would still have to give the okay before it's official. The richest man in the world now wants people to know how big his tax bill is. Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweeted that he'll pay more than $11 billion in taxes this year, in case anyone was wondering. He did not offer any other details, but it does come after a public spat with a Democratic senator. Last week, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren suggested he was not paying his share by tweeting a photo of the SpaceX founder. Her tweet said, quote, "Let's change the rigged tax code so the person of the year will actually pay taxes." ProPublica has reported in the past that some billionaires, like Musk and Amazon's Jeff Bezos, have legally avoided paying income taxes in previous years. Musk, for example, does not earn a cash salary, so instead he's paid through stock options, and those are not taxed until they're actually used to buy shares. And Musk started that process this year. He's also been selling billions of dollars worth of Tesla stock. So that's where this big federal tax bill comes from. Some rules are changing for this year's Emmy Awards. The Television Academy announced some eligibility rules will change. For example, it will no longer matter how long each TV episode is. Length is no longer a criteria for categories. Up until now, all hour-long shows were treated as dramas, and half-hour episodes were categorized as comedy. Going forward, show producers will figure out which category each show falls into, and the Academy panel can review it. The TV Academy also extended the no-double Oscar-Emmy dipping rule they put in place this past summer. That keeps streamers from submitting some of their movies for the Emmys only if they missed out on an Oscar nod. The next Emmys are set for September of 2022. Even though it may not feel like it where you are, winter is officially here. Today is the winter solstice, meaning it's the first day of astronomical winter. It happens every year because the Earth spins on a tilted axis. So today, the northern hemisphere is tilted farthest from the sun, making it the shortest day of the year. The further north you go from the equator, the less sunlight you get. Northern Alaska will only see about 3 to 4 hours of sunlight today. Most of us will get between 8 and 9 hours. Welcome back, winter. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, KiwiCo. Your search for a great holiday gift for a child in your life ends right here. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and of every age. Kids can discover the engineering and mechanics behind everyday objects, the science and chemistry of cooking, brand new art and design techniques, and more. Plus, what kid would not love getting a package in the mail just for them? My son Dax is a bit too young to know the package actually has his name on it, but he already loves everything KiwiCo sends. It's all high quality and made just for his age, helping to both engage and educate him. And for older kids, KiwiCo projects can really help spark that creative confidence for ongoing experimentation and give them a sense of accomplishment. This holiday, do not just teach kids how to buy, teach them how to build. Give them a gift of a hands-on holiday with a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate a love for hands-on learning all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, K-I-W-I-C-O, KiwiCo.com, promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, how much confetti is dropped in Times Square on New Year's Eve? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod. Look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what is the largest land mammal alive today? The answer is the African bush elephant. There are three elephant species alive today: the Asian elephant, African forest elephant, and the African bush elephant, which is sometimes called the African savanna elephant. And they're the largest of the three. Adults reach up to 24 feet in length and 13 feet in height. They weigh up to 11 tons. But they're not getting that big with meat. African bush elephants are herbivores, so they eat grass, leaves, bark, fruit, and other plants. They need to eat about 350 pounds of vegetation every day. Another fun fact, African elephants can live up to 70 years, making them the second longest living land mammals behind humans. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.